This podcast is brought to you by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive in Knoxville. Excellent care designed for patient comfort and convenience.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Take advantage of their Got Debt campaign right now where you can receive up to $500 for your debt. ATFCU.com is the website. Talking about AJ Johnson, our one, so happy for him getting an opportunity there with the Denver Broncos. Had other choices, but Denver was the best place for him. He's getting a $50,000 signing bonus, according to Ben Volen of the Boston Globe. And so happy for him.
Volen.
What did I say, Volen? Volen, that's right. That's right.
We don't know that that's correct, but. Well,
we saying Volen, that's right.
Here
that's
in
right.
Knoxville, we're making it correct.
Yeah, we're making it Volen. That's right. That's right. That's my bad. Touchdown or turnover. Not only does AJ Johnson play in Denver Broncos' next preseason game, gonna take an L probably if this gets my Bears, but AJ Johnson will get more than five tackles in his first game. Five tackles in his first preseason game.
I'm going to say turnover just for the simple fact that there's so many guys that are going to be playing at this point in camp. If it was week three, week four of camp, then okay, I'd probably say yeah, because AJ will have more opportunities to make tackles, but they're going to be shuffling in so many different linebackers. And AJ's not all that familiar with the playbook. So I think I'm worried for AJ that he's going to be in a situation where he's trying not to mess up rather than just going out there and playing football. And I don't necessarily blame him for that because he was just signed yesterday. Doesn't really have a grasp for the playbook. But the good news is he has until Saturday to get the playbook down, so maybe that will help him. But I say turnover for the simple fact they'll be shuffling in a lot of different guys.
Let me add this before you go, Charlie. The Broncos play the Bears this Saturday, okay, at 9:05 p.m. Not a lot of time to get down the playbook and all that good stuff, but they also play again on the 24th, a Friday. They play against the Redskins at 7:30 p.m. So if we don't see AJ Johnson this Saturday, maybe we see him next Friday. The Broncos have three more preseason games. After the Redskins games on Friday the 24th, they come back and they play their last preseason game against the Cardinals on the 30th of August at 10 p.m. So there's three opportunities for AJ Johnson to get in. My touchdown turnover, let's do this. Whenever he gets in, whenever he plays five total tackles in his first game with the Denver Broncos, you say turnover. Charlie, what do you say?
So in his first game that he happens to play, I'll go turnover because it's been 4 years. It's just I have to imagine that there's a lot of rust that I'll have to shake off. It's the NFL. And then what Ben said, I think they're shuffling a lot of guys in and out trying to figure out their full roster. And so just all of that combined, I think he'll be under five tackles. But certainly by the end of this preseason stint, I think he's well over five, ideally. And we'll just have to see. But I'm excited to see what he can produce, that's for sure.
You know what? I'm going to step out there on the limb, and I'm going to say touchdown. The reason why I'm saying touchdown is because guys like AJ, I don't know if you guys took this in consideration. Guys like AJ Johnson, the way he's going to make this football team is on special teams. And if AJ plays special teams, which he should be playing special teams, he has an opportunity to make a tackle. either on punt coverage, kickoff coverage, and on defense. So I'm saying touchdown. I think those three phases, I'm sorry, two phases, defense, special teams, where he's going to be on multiple teams, defense, kickoff coverage, punt coverage, I think he'll make up five tackles.
Hey, it could be a three phases if they implement the beast package.
I ain't doing that.
On offense.
Yeah. Get that man in the backfield.
Is there a way to shake off the rust while you're not playing football from a linebacker standpoint? Because I feel like it's not easy, but easier for I think if you missed 4 years of football, it'd be easier for you to step in and make a play rather than AJ, just because of the physical nature of the position and kind of maybe even defensive back as well. But is there a way to shake off the rust while you're not playing football? Or is it just guaranteed that he's going to be really rusty coming back? Because it's one thing to be in shape. It's another thing to be in football shape.
He's going to be rusty, period. The question is, how rusty?
Mm-hmm.
I saw his footwork drills. He looks good.
It looks like he did when he was at Tennessee.
His footwork looks great. So that is how you can train while not playing football and prepare yourself for the game. Is do NFL type of drills. Do realistic in-game drills as much as possible during this time, and that can prepare him as best as possible. But yes, he's going to be rusty. Everyone that played last year and took some time off, you're going to be somewhat rusty. It's the degree of the rustiness, I guess, for AJ Johnson that he's going to have to shake off. And I think he's going to be just fine sooner or later. It's just when. Is it the first preseason game opportunity for AJ Johnson this Saturday, or will it be next Friday, or will it be the next week, the last preseason game for the Cardinals? A lot of guys are going to get a lot of reps. You are right, Ben. And as we get closer to the regular season, do the Broncos play more of their starters and guys they're going to count on for the season, or do they back off, you know, the third and fourth preseason game? I'm not sure how the Broncos are going to operate there. But A.J. Johnson making this team, he's going to have to do it on special teams, period. And he did it. He played pretty much every phase at Tennessee, so he's prepared for that.
Right. And that linebacker room is stacked to the point where he has some guys that he can lean on as well, and Von Miller, Brandon Marshall, Shane Ray. And then I didn't realize this, but they moved Bradley Chubb to outside linebacker. So, one, he has a lot of competition. Two, he also has guys like Von Miller and Brandon Marshall that he can lean on for some help. And I would be surprised that the Broncos, even if he doesn't have a strong preseason, if he's not part of the Broncos organization going forward once the regular season starts. Because I'd imagine if they're willing to give a guy that was just acquitted of rape charges, hasn't played football in 4 years, and even had some questions surrounding his coverage abilities going into the NFL, why would they give him $50,000 for a signing bonus? So that kind of tells me that even if he doesn't make the 53-man roster, they'd at least try and keep him on the practice squad. And practice squad is better than what AJ was on last year, better than the squad he was on last year. And even if the Broncos do put him on the practice squad, that allows other teams to potentially sign AJ as well. So it's not the end-all be-all for AJ. I think he'll definitely get a shot in the NFL a little more extensive than just signing with the Broncos. I think he'll actually get a chance to get on the field, prove himself, and it's just a matter of when and how successful he's going to be.
I mean, you think about that franchise and the organization, and they've done things the right way. And it goes back to, you know, their late great owner, Mr. Bolden, who passed away, I think, before they won Super Bowl. Organizations like the Steelers, like the Broncos, they just do things the right way. They just treat folks right as much as you can. At the end of the day, it still is a business, and there's really some cutthroat moments. You know, the Steelers had to cut Troy Polamalu. They had to do that. I mean, they got to eventually maybe do that to Ben Roethlisberger one day.
That was a rough day.
They had to do that to Hines Ward. They had to cut Hines Ward. I mean, think about how crazy that is. They had to cut Hines Ward. That happens. It's business. But the Broncos didn't have to give A.J. Johnson $50,000 for a signing bonus. They didn't really have to do that. Giving him opportunity was probably enough. But they did it because I think they thought it was just the right thing to do. And so how can you not be a Broncos fan? Number one, John Gruden is coaching the Raiders. And John Gruden played Tennessee fans like a fiddle. On purpose. On purpose. So,
And
take these L's.
Please. I saw something yesterday where he referenced 1998. Not necessarily in Tennessee terms, but he was talking about he wants to get the Raiders back to how they were in 98. And I said, now this guy. This guy just does not stop with the quips.
Come on, Broncos. Come on, now, Chiefs. Let's get it done.
What happens when 1998, John Gruden, of course, was the head coach of the Raiders, but they win a stout 8-8. So that's kind of an odd
trolling.
I don't know.
Come on, AJ. Let's get it done.
Now, what happens when the Broncos play the Chiefs? Because the Chiefs have more VFLs than the Broncos.
Well, I mean, you just root for the VFLs.
Khalil McKenzie and AJ Johnson meeting in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you root for those. You root for those guys. I'm pretty sure Khalil McKenzie, and if he plays, and AJ Johnson plays, they'll be meeting for sure. But you do have some VFLs there on the Chiefs. I don't root for one team or the other, depending on the amount of VFLs. I'm just happy that these VFLs are able to go up against John Gruden.
I'm just glad we have some VFLs in the league now. There for a hot minute. We're grasping.
It was getting thin. You know, we did have that one year where it wasn't any players drafted, and that always hurt. So we got to restock there in the league. 865-255-03. A good touchdown turnover. I think he's going to have five tackles or so his first game.
I mean, he should. He's playing the Bears.
You guys feel like he won't. All right, Ben. You watch it. Most talented offense in the league still can't get past the Patriots. We in the same boat, dude.
That's such a big dig on my Steelers, considering no other team in the league has been able to get past the Patriots.
Hey, the Giants got past the Patriots. The Eagles got past the Patriots. There's teams who beat the Patriots. Why can't the Steelers do it? They got all the talent. They got all the tools.
Because they have all the talent in the world, but they're all divas, except Ramon Foster.
That is right. And Cam Sutton and Josh Dobbs. Yeah. Our guys are not divas. Even when Justin Hunter was there, he was not a diva. I can say that about our Tennessee Steelers.
Hey,
not divas.
Speaking of Tennessee Steelers, it's looking like Daniel McCullers is going to make the team over former Alabama nose tackle Josh Frazier.
I like it. And McCullers is not diva either. Because how can you be a diva? Like,
McCullers is just a big old teddy bear.
He really is. All right. Hour two continues after this.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
we have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
All right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time again in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to refi that tailgate and the truck it's attached to with a refinanced auto loan with Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got That promotion. They'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and spread the word. Say it with me. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10.
ATFCU is an equal housing lender.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Hour two on the Swain event brought to you by Alumni Hall. Get game day ready. Knoxville got some locations. Paper Mill, Turkey Creek, Westtown Mall. Man, Westtown Mall was packed over the weekend, and they did some renovations. Looks really nice in Westtown Mall.
You know why? You know why Knoxville is packed now, right? It's rush week.
Yeah, all the students are coming back.
No. Not all the students.
The fraternities and sororities.
Yes.
So I was down on campus yesterday. I had something to do, and I pulled up behind a pickup truck, and the back of the pickup truck was filled with sorority girls that were covered in, I think it was paint, but it looked like blood. It was like maroon colored, and I was like, "Are these girls covered in blood?" Like, and I pulled up closer, and I was like, "Oh, it's just paint." Okay, I don't know what's happening here, but I. You know, whatever. And it was a sight. So, yeah, there are students back at UT.
Students are back. And they have infiltrated our ecosystem.
Yeah, yep. It was packed. It was packed there at Westtown Mall. And so Alumni Hall's there. If you are outside Knoxville, you got Brentwood. You got Murfreesboro. And you have – what was the other location there? Bristol, boom! You got Bristol there in the Tri-City. So multiple locations if you want to walk in the store and just breathe in the fresh air of Alumni Hall, all the orange there. But if you want to shop online, you can do that at alumnihall.com, and they're open 24/7.
Just don't go to any Alumni Hall stores outside the state of Tennessee.
Because then
you run into some Alabama and Auburn. I made that mistake in Huntsville.
Yeah, don't do that.
Kentucky has
too many Alabama and Auburn gear.
Yeah, we only do an orange Alumni Hall, folks.
Yes.
Orange Alumni Hall. All right, let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual, man. Your turkey call sounds a little off this morning. You need some tussing.
Yeah, I got the crud. I just had a head cold, and it's kind of rough, but it is what it is. It's 63 effort here.
I knew that was coming.
You have to be resilient, Turkey Man.
That's right.
You have to attack. We have your back. Just know that.
Yeah. I got your back. You got my back?
I got your back.
I got your back.
Oh, Lord, that's well. I tell you what, before I get started here this morning, anybody know when the kickoff time is for the Florida game? We're thinking about doing tailgate. Old Ben called me. Mm. We're thinking about getting together and doing tailgate.
Not announced yet.
A couple years ago.
It's not been announced yet.
I would plan, just based off of historical context here, I would plan for 3:30 or later.
Now, I want to say that I saw some rumors going around last week that apparently some people think that it's going to be a 6 o'clock night game.
Ooh.
That's what
that would be fun.
It needs to be.
That's what I shared with Ben. I heard that. I seen that. But anyhow, I'm excited about AJ, and I bet you Kirkman is just excited about his buddy getting picked up.
Oh yeah,
mean they thick buds.
They're boys, man.
Bros. Yeah, they are. I bet he's so excited.
Yeah,
and I bet there was some tear shed in that buds.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. The other thing that I was wondering if you guys seen Feinbaum. Interviewing the Coach Cornbread. He was trying every way in the world to get him to say something, just anything, and it was dry. He was not giving a darn thing.
Dry
and
it was perfect.
Yeah, it was dry.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, ain't that great? That is great. I mean, he just digging, coming from every angle. He never broke nothing. He just stayed the course, and I just loved that. That was so great to have that direction for a change, because they don't know. They don't know. And he's not giving them nothing, and that's great. But I'm excited about AJ, because I think he's going to be a heck of a player. And I'm kind of like you, Swain. I think first time he gets some legitimate playing time, he's going to have five or more tackles.
Yeah,
I think he's going to unleash the beast.
But
guys, have a good, and I'm going to get out of here. But I just want to give you a shout this morning, and let me try to do a little better on that gobble as I leave here.
There we go.
Yeah, Turkey Band. That's a no for me, dog. That's a no for me.
It was better than the first.
It was better than the first, but still a no, no for me.
We have high standards for Turkey Band. We have championship expectations.
It's pitchy, dog.
Yeah, it was a little pitchy. A little pitchy. if I was Simon, I would probably say that was terrible, Steve. That was absolutely terrible.
Or you could go the Richard Sherman route. Mediocre.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
It's mediocre. Yeah, mediocre at best, Turkey Man. You know. We love you. That's why we're going to tell you the truth here on the Swain event. So back to Bryce's article about practice on Sunday. Bryce, with his great connections, this is what some of the things that he said. And I've seen this too about the ability of Jordan Murphy. I think Jordan Murphy is in a great position to be the starting punt returner, and he has some great shiftiness about him. You remember those Florida punt returners and kick returners we used to go up against that would seem to be always returning a kickoff against us for a touchdown? When I was watching Jordan Murphy, I saw that in him, because I mean he's small. He's not a big receiver at all. He's itty bitty. One good hit and he's out. But he's very shifty, and that's what you have to be as a punt returner. Whereas a kick returner, you have to be fast. You got to be able to make one cut, go, and not get caught from behind. Whereas a punt returner, you don't have to be the fastest. If you can make a guy miss laterally, you're probably going to score, because everyone's running full speed one way, and you're running full speed the opposite way, and the field is a whole lot shorter. And so I think Jordan Murphy has a great opportunity to be the starting punt returner, and not only just catch the ball and be, you know, solid, just receiving the ball. I mean, he could be dynamic back there. But Bryce said about Chris here on Gridiron Now that Chris had multiple touchdown passes during the inter-squad scrimmage against both the Vols opening 11 and the second-team defense, including a deep strike to Jordan Murphy and a connection with Brandon Johnson, who took the pass, juked the defender, and outran the defense to pay dirt, which is another word for touchdown. Witnesses said that Murphy also had a dazzling play when he adjusted to a ball from Jared Guantano for a long gain. Bryce says that Guantano made some plays with his legs as well. Each quarterback threw picks. That is correct there. Dominique Ward Anderson played well along with Ty Chandler, Tim Jordan, and Mondre London. The three running backs had bright spots. Drew Richmond and Marcus Tatum got the opening work there at the tackle spots. Brandon Kennedy anchored the inside. I've enjoyed watching Marcus Tatum go to work and be about his business there. Coming from Florida, knew he wasn't going to be a first-year contributor, but he was thrown kind of in the mix. He wasn't ready. But he has the body to develop into a really good tackle, kind of the same way that we brought in Chance Hall. So Tatum has the opportunity there at tackle, and he was thrown in the mix there during the scrimmage. And so I don't completely understand, maybe it's from my perspective, if there is a bunch of fans who now feel like, based on Bryce's article, that Keller Christ is going to be the guy. Keller Christ is fighting an uphill battle, in my opinion. I think Jared has played very, very well. I think Jared has shown that you don't have a defense good enough right now to keep teams under 14, 17 points. You got to score some points. And I think Jared gives you the best opportunity to do that. If I'm a defense coordinator and I got to go up against Callaway and Brandon Johnson and Jordan Murphy and Juwan Jennings in the slot, it's easier for me to game plan knowing that a quarterback is limited from 25 yards and beyond. If I can allow my safeties to sit on everything, my corners to sit on everything, and play and you know, shrink the size of the football field, I mean, that's what I would want. I want Keller to be in there. But if I and my defense coordinator, I don't want to have to cover every inch of the field. And that's what you have to do with Jared. You got to cover from sideline to sideline horizontally, and you have to cover vertically because he throws a deep ball very, very well. And we got wide receivers that can make the plays on 50-50 balls. We got Callaway. We got Jennings. We got Josh Palmer. Josh Palmer is showing that he can do the same thing.
Brandon Johnson.
Woo, that boy on the outside is going to give Jennings some trouble. Jennings better hurry up and get healthy. I'm just going to say that. But Brandon Johnson in the slot, along with Joy Murphy, they're doing a really good job too. And then Dominique Ward Anderson, I'm telling you, he's an NFL tight end.
One and done?
I hope not. I hope not. You know what's weird? He reminds me a little bit of Delanie Walker.
Really?
Because, big body, but he got some nice feet and some great hands. I mean, Delanie Walker has probably the best hands.
You kind of look at him, you don't know how he's moving so fast.
I mean, Donnie Wood Anderson is a big dude. Like, he's big, and he can move, and he's athletic. And if you see him for the first time, you're kind of taken back by how athletic he is at his size. And, Delanie Walker's kind of the same. You're like, wow, man, that guy has some really, really good feet for a big guy tight end.
If you don't feel comfortable answering this, you don't have to, obviously. But has Dominique Ward Anderson been lining up on the line of scrimmage more, or has he been in the slot, or maybe 50-50?
When I've seen him, he's been he's been in a three-point stance.
Okay.
So, and I mean, Dominique Ward Anderson has come in and he's just taken the job, in my opinion.
The second
tight end is Austin Pope.
Would it be fair to say this? If Tennessee has the year that we would all like them to have, does Dominique Ward Anderson leave? Like, does if Tennessee has that great year, is he utilized that much? Like, does that mean success for Tennessee?
I mean, that's a hard question to ask because Tennessee can be successful
without him.
With the receivers having a explosive year.
Yep.
You know, Tennessee can be explosive on offense with Callaway getting over 1,000 yards and Brandon Johnson getting over, 800 yards. And, Dominic Wood Anderson just not used as much as he probably could have. Like a O.J. Howard at Alabama just was severely underused. Not because he wasn't good, just because that's just what happened that year. I mean, other guys were open, and they had other ways to beat you, and so they really didn't need him. And so that can happen for Tennessee, but it can also be the opposite. I mean, Tennessee's success can be dependent on Dominic Wood Anderson's production. I mean, that certainly can be the case, too. Team success does impact, I think, your draft status and maybe your opportunities. You know, the most successful teams typically have the most NFL players that are drafted from that squad. Tight end is so weird because of how offenses are used in college and how you can basically take anyone off the street more than any other position in the NFL and put him in tight end. The Antonio Gates, the Jimmy Grahams, the Gronkowskis, who the Patriots saw this big frame at Arizona, and it wasn't like he was the number one tight end. It wasn't like he won the Mackey Award, but they saw this dude who could be a matchup problem in the league, and they drafted him, and look where he is now. So tight end is that weird position where, like, you can have a limited amount of production in college and still – be drafted high and still be put in a really good spot. So I don't know if he's a one and done guy. I really don't. I think he has a talent to be. I think he has a talent to be a one and done guy. I don't know, and it depends on how well he processes the information. With JUCO guys, everyone has a different story, but most of their stories has to do with academics. Mm-hmm. And so you have guys who are very, very football smart, but they're not book smart at all. And they get here from JUCO, and they're one of the smartest dudes on the campus. They're football smart.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, you got guys who are book smart, but they're not football smart. I don't know where Dominic Wood Anderson falls in right now, but if he doesn't process the information as quick as maybe some other guys, then that may force him to come back for another year so that way he can play faster and be more comfortable inside of Tyson Hilton's system and the offensive philosophy. So I'm a big fan of Dominic Wood Anderson. I think he can be special. There's a reason why he's come in and kind of been the guy, and it really points to why he chose Tennessee over Alabama. I mean, day one starter, probably, for Tennessee. We got some recruiting that's kind of heating up for Tennessee as we approach the start of the season. When we come back, I will share the linebackers who was drafted in the first round since 2014. A lot of people, when A.J. Johnson signed the deal, felt like A.J. Johnson could have been a first-round draft pick coming out in 2014. I disagree, not because I don't think A.J. is good, just because I think there were some stud linebackers over the years in the first round. You don't throw around first round loosely just to anybody. First round is tough. It's hard. It's the best of the best. So I'll share some of those names with you in the last four or five NFL drafts at the linebacker position. So stick around. Hour two brought to you by Alumni Hall. Get game day ready. Be right back.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my result in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. Or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list financing through GMF. Offer expires 8/31.
Pass downfield is complete. That's Swain. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give him 6. Touchdown.
Sticky finger touch up from Berlin down to Belize. Sing for a ride on a slow bus to China. Tell me
where in the world.
Carmen San Diego.
Steal their soul in South Korea.
What do y'all know about this?
Absolutely nothing.
Such a great show.
What do y'all know about Carmen San Diego? That long trench coat and that hat. What y'all know about Carmen San Diego? The reason why we play Carmen San Diego is because we had a really, really, really good comment on the text box, Charlie. What was that comment?
DR Vol said, I have my daily JJ Peterson question. Do we have any updates? And he said, you guys need a daily Where's JJ segment.
So that's why we thought about Carmen San Diego.
Yep. Where in the world is JJ Peterson?
Yeah. Yeah. Where is he?
Because he's not in Knoxville.
He's not in Knoxville. Yeah. I mean, after, you know, Rush Probst kind of, you know, letting us know when he was going to come, and then, you know, didn't happen, and then another time didn't happen. I've just said, you know what? We'll see when we see. Because apparently no one knows. Nah. And you got to worry about the guys that you have that are practicing. I mean, it gets to a certain point where the guys who are putting it out there on the line, who are practicing, they are more important than the people who are not here. And I get J.J. Peterson signed with Tennessee, but when he gets here, he gets here. And I just don't have anything to report on J.J. Peterson right now. I just don't. Yep. But I do have something to share with you about the linebackers. And A.J. Johnson signed by the Denver Broncos. I remember there in 2014, there was a lot of talk about how high he could go in the draft if he decided to come out early, but he decided to stay because he wanted to show that he could make plays behind the line of scrimmage. These linebackers that I'm going to name off, these are all guys that really didn't have that problem because that's why they were drafted in the first round. This past year, you had Rashad Evans, you had Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech, you had Vander Ish from Boise State. He went to the Cowboys. And then you had
Roquan Smith, who just signed his deal. And then 17, you had Hassan Reddick, who came from Temple. Jared Davis from Florida, we know about him. And then Reuben Foster, we know about Reuben Foster too. 2016, we know definitely about Leonard Floyd from Georgia. And then Darren Lee, I think Darren Lee played Ohio State. And in 2015, Stephon Anthony, Bud Dupree from Kentucky. Shaq Thompson from Washington, who went to the Panthers. 2014 is the year that A.J. Johnson would have came out. Khalil Mack?
No.
Anthony Barr?
No.
Ryan Shazier?
No.
C.J. Mosley?
No.
And then a Marcus Smith. And I forgot where Marcus Smith came from, but those are your first-round linebackers in 2014. So I
Seahawks,
think
– Or he played for the Seahawks.
Where did he come – what school did he come from?
Louisville.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And so – I'm pretty sure if you go and look at Marcus Smith's pro day and combine, his measurables are pretty damn good. That's not AJ's forte, is the 40 and combine. So I hope this kind of paints a picture of why AJ would have not been a first-round linebacker if he came out. Not a problem. He's an NFL linebacker. There's no doubt about it. But there was just talk about him without a doubt being a first-round linebacker. And you got to be in this category of dudes. And – AJ was really, really good at Tennessee, production-wise. I mean, 400-something tackles, had a ton of plays, but stats don't mean first round. That's just the way it works.
Marcus, looking at Marcus Smith in hindsight, he was essentially a bust for a first round pick.
Yeah,
he's still in the NFL. He was drafted by the Eagles in 14. In three seasons, he had a whopping 23 tackles with the Eagles. And then last year with the Seahawks, he had 15 tackles. So in four seasons, Marcus Smith has 38 tackles. And I'm fairly certain that had AJ not gone through what he went through, he would have racked up 38 tackles in the NFL over the last four seasons. So that's a guy in hindsight, you could say, okay, AJ probably could have been better than he did. But at the time, I'm sure there are reasons Marcus Smith went where he went, and AJ probably would have gone late second round, early third. I could see AJ being a Rashawn Gone type and drafted in maybe the late second, high third, somewhere in that range. But at the time, and NFL teams fall in love with that potential. That's why you see quarterbacks bust all the time, is because these NFL teams love the potential. They fall in love with it. And AJ Johnson didn't have that elite potential that you see a lot of first rounders have.
Yeah, he didn't have like crazy speed, crazy range. You know, he didn't have that. He just had a workman like type of production at the linebacker position. And again, that's not denigrating what he did at Tennessee. We're just explaining kind of why he was not a first round backer. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's bring in Vol Nation. Vol Nation, good morning.
Good morning, family. How y'all doing,
man? Great. How are you?
Doing good. What's up, Ben? What's up, Charlie?
Good morning.
Hey, man. Listen, you guys, I'm very excited for AJ. He getting a shot. You know, I think he's going to fit well. Like I said, it's hard to keep yourself in shape, football shape, you know, outside of football. But I know he did the best he could. And him having an opportunity to come in there, and actually took somebody's spot. Looks like they got rid of one person, and let him walk on in, you know. And then, like you said, getting that signing bonus was a big deal. But he's getting his opportunity, and I pray that he kind of looks at what's happened in the past and realize that, you know, he can be a target, and he just makes some better choices, better decisions, and take advantage of this great opportunity to go out there and prosper and do something special, do something that, you know, all of us would love to have opportunity to do, that very few people have opportunity to do, and that's play football in the NFL. So I'm really excited about him. I think he's going to be a very good linebacker. I think it's going to take him a little bit of time to kind of get his his legs, sea legs back, in a sense, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think once he gets into the system and, you know, he's a very smart player, he's a heat-seeking missile, not scared to hit, you know. And once he knocks that rust off, I think he's going to be great. And I think it's great that he's going out to Colorado, and like I said, and get a fresh start out there and have an opportunity to be great. So I'm excited about that. One of the things I wanted to talk about was, you know, talking about keys to success. I think, you know, for us, you know, we, as a football program, I think one of the things is toughness, a mentality that he's trying to bring to back to Tennessee. And so, to me, for us to be successful, we need to run the ball successfully, and we need to stop the run. It's just that simple. Make a team one-dimensional, begin to dictate where they can throw the football, what they can do. And just like those Alabama defenses and some of those great defenses that we've had, you know, all of a sudden you seem to be meeting people at the football because you're squeezing them so hard, you're putting pressure on them so hard. All of a sudden you're once again dictating what they can do, what they can't do, and then all of a sudden you begin to take over. And I can see our defense improving drastically, I think, this year. But I'm excited to see what the offense looks like. I'm excited to see us be able to move the football, run the football between the tackles. I'm excited to see, looks like what Austin Pope may be the fullback, being able to go out there and do big things, open up some holes and get those 4 or 5 yards and start pounding people. So the third, fourth quarters, we just kind of take over and do what we do, you know, and that's real football, you know. And so I'm excited about that. Another thing, I don't know if you guys saw the article. I know you were talking about articles yesterday. I didn't get a chance to call back in. But Bobby Bowden, I guess, was talking to Chris Lowe in Saturday Down South, wrote this, that he said the next best thing that's about to happen to college football was Coach Jeremy Pruitt. I thought that was pretty awesome that he looked at all the coaches. He said all the upcoming coaches that's coming in right now. He believed that Jeremy Pruitt would be the best. He's a hidden jewel, and he's a great coach. He said most people aren't even looking at Tennessee this year, not expecting much about Tennessee this year. But he believes that they've got something special in Coach Pruitt, and people need to look over their shoulder because I believe Tennessee's coming. So I don't know if you guys saw that article or not.
Yeah, we did, Vol Nation. We covered a little bit, I think, on Thursday or Friday of last week. You know, Chris Lowe, you know, went down to Gainesville, then he went over to Tallahassee and spent some time with Willie Taggart's program, and then he went into the house of Bobby Bowden. Thanks for the phone call, Vol Nation. And unsolicited, Bobby Bowden made these comments about Jeremy Pruitt. And Pruitt was at Florida State, so he got a chance to be around Pruitt and see him work. Bobby Bowden had a interim coach when he was the head coach, kind of in waiting, a head coach in waiting. Not an interim, but a head coach in waiting in Jimbo Fisher. And you wonder if he sees what he saw in Jimbo Fisher. Did he see that in Jeremy Pruitt? And you look at what Jimbo's been able to do as a head coach. He's been really successful. So those are really powerful comments because Chris Lowe didn't ask Bobby Bowden about Pruitt. Bobby Bowden just brought it up on his own. And those are very strong comments there. Thanks again for the phone call, Vol Nation. We got For What coming up next.
Today looks to be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 68. A 20% chance of rain tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 70. Thursday, a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. Everything at our state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind, and Premier offers flat fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. Visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for more details. The Premier Office-Based Surgery Center, surgical expertise you can trust.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFOKnox.com. That's OFOKnox.com.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
All right, it is time for What here on the Swain Event, 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Swain Event app free for Android, Apple devices. Today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue is the chicken tender sandwich. All right, gentlemen, what do we have for what today? Charlie, you first.
I got a for what for kids in New York City. So have you heard of this brand, Supreme? I don't totally know what it is. I know it's like lifestyle, but it's very high fashion.
I believe I know them for their socks, but I want to say that they have...
I just know I've seen that hat. They have that red logo that just says Supreme, and
it's like, I want to say it's kind of like Vans. Like,
yeah, yeah, but I think it's very expensive. It's like $400 for a hoodie. You know, it's one of those.
$80 for a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a brand like that. So, apparently, the stuff that they sell...
That's for what?
There's a t-shirt for $1,000.
Yeah. Like, it's that sort of brand.
$956 for a hoodie.
And they're highly, highly sought after. So, they do these drops where they put out new stuff, and people, like, line up around the block, apparently, and it's this giant thing. So, yesterday, they had their newest drop, and the drop was the New York Post, the newspaper. So on the very front of the New York Post was the Supreme logo, and they branded with the New York Post newspaper. And everybody who loves this brand went absolutely nuts in New York City. Apparently, people were just going to newsstands, buying hundreds of papers all at once, buying them all up, and then reselling them online. And the for what goes to, specifically, the people that were buying them when they were resold online. Because according to this report, people were buying them for as much as $46 for a paper that was selling on the curb for a dollar. A dollar. And they paid $46 just because it has this brand on the front. I mean, I guess an attaboy to this Supreme brand for, I mean, being that highly sought after. I mean, my gosh, they've done a phenomenal job, apparently. But, $46. You get a giant for what for me, kids. Whoever you are, I know it's got to be teenagers, right? It's got to be dumb kids in their 20s, maybe. I don't know. But these dummies that are paying $50 for a newspaper, it's that some people are asking as much as $80.
Dude,
but they haven't seen one actually.
There's a camo t-shirt on their website for $150. When you know daggone well, you could go down to the big box store and get you one for about $5.
Yep. So, moral of the story, don't buy Supreme, and also make fun of anyone that wears it. That's pretty much what I'm...
they have some interesting t-shirts as well, some offensive ones.
So, you said a t-shirt costs $1,000.
I saw one, yeah.
Did Peyton wear his t-shirt?
Well, I know they do things. I think they've done like a collaboration with Jordan, maybe.
My goodness.
And like, Lord knows how much those shoes are. Or like other shoe brands, maybe they've done one with Adidas, with Yeezy. I don't know. I know they do things like that. And these things, like, people buy it and they resell it for like $5,000 for a pair of shoes.
Some of these t-shirts cost more than my rent.
Yeah, it's insane. But so everybody that bought that newspaper for $50 after the fact, you're a dummy, and you get a giant for what from me?
I'm giving my for what to a media member in Atlanta, Georgia, Michael Seaton, at Seaton WSB TV. He looks like works at a TV station. But basically, he put out the tweet: how does a 21-year-old go from catching touchdown passes at Auburn to robbing restaurants in Gwinnett County? We'll tell you today, starting on Channel 2 Action News at 4 p.m. The only problem with this is that this kid never laid it down at Auburn. He never caught a touchdown at Auburn, and he left. And so stop with the hot takes. Stop with the hot takes. Stop with the clickbait. Stop it.
Trying to get viewers.
Stop it. Stop it. It's irresponsible. It's all good out. All right, got to go to break. Hour 3 coming up.